Hi, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. The views in this program may not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. National Animal Rights Day. First Sunday in June every year since 2011. Over 150 cities across six continents are participating in the National Animal Rights Day. In the USA, Hawaii, Tucson, Albuquerque, Denver, New York, San Francisco, San Diego, Joplin, Miami, Augusta, and Los Angeles. Canada, Toronto, St. John, Saskatoon. Germany, two cities. France, five cities. Denmark, two cities. Luxembourg, Belgium, Switzerland, Portugal, Poland, Hungary, Austria, Montenegro, Netherlands, Norway, three cities, Italy, five cities, Serbia, Spain, two cities, Barcelona, Canary Islands, South Korea, Malta, Slovenia, Bosnia, Greece, the UK, 20 cities, Mexico, eight cities, Colombia, two cities, Ecuador, Peru, four cities, Chile, two cities, Nicaragua, Bolivia, Japan, five cities, Indonesia, Nepal, Philippines, two cities, Russia, India, over 30 cities, Jordan, Israel, Lebanon, Nigeria, Congo, Australia, three cities, New Zealand, two cities. The National Animal Rights Day, June 4th, 2023. The music we hear in the background is the Geese Song by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs.
In the garden, Adam and Eve, they had it all. But there's no mention given any animals at all. Survive, no, if we can thrive without causing all this pain, and then isn't it better to live and let them live out all the rest of their days? How did you become so belligerent when you're so insignificant? Who made you God? Yeah, take it.
Vegan Queen V.
Oh, we should put it right. If you only had one life, would it make you glad? Would it make you
there's only one chance to do the best and be the best we can. If there's only one shot, are you giving all you got? When we murder, when we oppress, when we keep them in pain and distress, pray forgiveness to something out there. If there's only one life, have a little more respect for theirs. Did your mama say, did your mama say, did your mama say how special you are? But they don't look the same, so it's okay to take a child away. All in your mind. If you'd only look, you would see her cry. She's screaming out for him, but the bullet always wins. When we murder, when we oppress, when we keep them in pain and distress, pray forgiveness to something out there. Up in a place like this, heard that there is love somewhere up above, outside the hell this is. No one cares that I am me, I'm just a number on a sheet, just something to use until I'm no use, a commodity. Dying, struggling for air, here crying, and no one even cares. If you can hear me, please come and free me. I don't want to die in shiny, shiny life. If you were I, thank you.
is about animals and human liberation.
Yes!
This project means so much to me, as on this journey that I've been on, I have discovered some really hard truths, and I've realised that the world is not a happy place for so many people and billions of animals.
Hi guys, my name is Vegan Queen V and I'm a professional singer-songwriter.
Hey guys, my name is Queen V. I'm here in the wonderful Snap Studios in London, and I'm going to be playing for you my song, Who Made You God?
I've been looking, I've been searching all this time, searching for the answer to the question on my mind. I see all around me beings that should be free. You got the power, you use it so terribly.
See that coming.
We are freedom,
we are freedom bound.
We have come this far, we won't turn round. We'll flood the streets with justice, we are freedom bound.
You tune into Vegan Nation, I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts, featuring vegan music, vegan events, and interviews. Thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. We'll take a short break, and then we'll continue with our program. Thank you for listening to Vegan Nation. Before the break, I announced the NARD 13 in countries around the world. Thank you to all the activists. We're listening to the music of Vegan Queen V
in the UK. And now here's a replay, a snippet of my interview with Dr. Will Tuttle, talking about authentic veganism, deep veganism, and the philosophy of the boomerang effect, which is basically as we sow, we reap. Human freedom, world peace, requires animal liberation.
The thing is, what we've seen happening over the last few years is a consolidation of more wealth and more power in a smaller and smaller number of people, a cabal of globalists that work through these organizations like the World Economic Forum, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, and so forth. And this has been well understood for years. So there's nothing new there. But the intensity with which the agenda that they are pushing to take away the basic rights and dignities that we have as human beings, it's really sped up, I think, over the last couple of years. And we see things that are really quite shocking in terms of the amount of wealth, for example, that the lockdowns of 2020 created, and the large increase in suicide, drug addiction, alcoholism, and so forth, as well as so many deaths of people. And so it's been very telling, I think, to see how the mainstream media has not questioned the official narratives that have been coming out from the mainstream governmental agencies. And yet there has been a lot of evidence that people who are respected scientists and doctors are no longer allowed to speak up, or if they do speak up, they're being censored. And I've seen this myself, even myself, actually. I mean, it happens because there's a very strong, obviously, agenda that is being rolled out, where the World Economic Forum's founder, Klaus Schwab, wrote a book called The Great Reset. And it's based on this idea of never let a good crisis go to waste, right? So if you manufacture a crisis or an emergency, that's really a very powerful way to then push the population into fear. And then when they're afraid, they're willing to give up essential freedoms. We've lost, and we still haven't gotten them back. Freedom of speech has been attacked terribly. Freedom of bodily autonomy in many cases, and freedom of the press. I mean, these basic freedoms are in the Constitution and in the Nuremberg Codes and so forth, and in other statutes have been attacked and reduced, and our economic freedom also. So those are the things we're seeing happening, obviously. I mean, this is pretty obvious. But the connection, I think, with animal agriculture really needs to be made, because what we see is the same tactics that we use on animals are now being used on us. We'll all have chips of some kind, some kind of computerized digital systems in our bodies. It's a perfect way if you want to survey everyone and know exactly where they are and where they're going, and if you want to make sure they don't go here and don't go there, that's what you would do. And yet it's taking away our ability to transact, to travel, to live our lives freely, to decide where we want to go, when, and how we want to live. And I think these basic freedoms are the foundation of what it is to be a human being. We've done the same thing to cows and pigs and chickens. Their basic sovereignty has been stolen by us human beings. They're not allowed outside of their fences, outside of their cages. We do this to billions of animals, and we cause terrible suffering to them. They're literally driven into insanity. So we're sowing the seeds of exactly this. These animals are forced medicated, they're exploited, they're oppressed, they're impregnated against their will, their babies are stolen, their purposes are stolen. we're very well practiced in this. We've been doing this for hundreds of years, for thousands of years, actually. And the whole point is that if we're going to insist on turning these free-living sovereign beings into livestock, then we are sowing the seeds for the same thing to happen to us. That's what the golden rule is. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want to have done to yourself. And yet we do. We're doing this to others. We would not want to have that done to ourselves. And we see it happening, obviously. We have to understand this.
We're listening to Dr. Will Tuttle. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Tuttle. This is Alive by Will Tuttle. This is Farm to Freezers by poet Monica Aria in England, UK.
From Farm to Freezer. In my head, I try to walk with them. In my heart, I try to feel their fear. My feet and hands become hooves. I see my blooded body hung by a hook. I wanted for someone to save me, tell them not to drain me. I yearned for someone to witness how they violated me and my sisters, how they turned my children into a blooded leg, dripping flesh, a leathery belt. I had been bought. I had been sold. I had been traded by crooks, rapists, murderers, all fine-looking gents, identified by names, not ear tags. I have a price tag. I'm slapped with a barcode. They don't even call me an animal. They call me livestock. Once again, I am not I anymore. I am a painful death stored in your freezer. Please walk with me in your heart, in your head, from the farm to your freezer, from the kill floor to your table.
That was vegan activist and poet Monica Aria. One can view her poetry recitation at Angry Cow Poetry, Outdoor Voices in an Indoor World. Joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts.
We have a responsibility to be informed and not to just drink at the trough of the mainstream media, which is paid for by these gigantic corporations. And there's laws in place that give them more and more power and that are continually undermining alternative sources of information. That's why your program, Marlene, is one of the most precious, valuable programs that I'm even aware of, because we have to have the opportunity to think about these issues in a critical way and to have a conversation about this if we're going to have a future for our children, and to see the bigger connections between what we're doing, how we're being influenced, and what happens to animals, supporting the system of slavery to animals, because if we're going to insist on enslaving them, we're sowing the seeds of our own enslavement.
I'd like to thank my guest, Dr. Will Tuttle, for joining us on Vegan Nation, and I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Earlier in the program, we heard the music of Vegan Queen V, Freedom Bound, Only One Life, What Hell Is Like, Who Made You God, and They're Just Like Us. Those were her songs. Let's go out with a short snippet of a speech by Tash Peterson in Australia at one of the previous National Animal Rights Day.
I feel- feel so grateful to be presenting my third speech today at the Perth National Animal Rights Day event. I gave my first speech for this event 2 years ago when I was at the beginning stages of my journey as a disruptive activist. As a disruptive activist, I receive a significant amount of ridicule, abuse, hatred, and even threats from people. To many on the outside, this may appear as a negative thing for animal rights, but these are just signs that I'm challenging the social norm. Don't ever let resistance or hate deter you from speaking up for the most oppressed individuals. In fact, I measure my own success by the amount of hate that I receive, because it just means my message is reaching the right audience. However, behind all of this hate, I do have thousands, if not more, messages from people all around the world saying that I've inspired them and even their entire family to become vegan. I believe that every vegan has a moral obligation to speak up in one way or another about the animal holocaust. And the animals are literally relying on us to speak up for them and make their suffering known. We need more people participating in direct action to achieve animal liberation. It is possible for us to end the animal holocaust and see animal liberation in our lifetime. The power is within your hands right now. You have the power to make a significant impact for non-human animals today. The animals are screaming for their lives right now in this moment, and they need you to speak up for them. They cannot take action for themselves, and we are their only hope. Together, we can create a world where all animals live with equal rights to live their lives free from oppression, enslavement, torture, abuse, and murder. I will conclude this speech with a quote by Margaret Mead. Never underestimate the power of a small group of committed people to change the world. In fact, it is the only thing that ever has. Thank you.
My final bow, my curtain call, but nobody watches, they don't care at all.
It's Their World Too by Vegan Queen V. Much thanks for listening to Vegan Nation.
This was my world too.